Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Desi, noun, a person of Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Nepali, or Sri Lankan origin who lives abroad.
American Desi. Well, that's what we hope to discover here.
What is going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Is this the week before Valentine's Day?
Nah, no. 2 weeks.
2 weeks from Valentine's
Day. I know these things now.
You do know these things because you got yourself a lady. Welcome to American Desis. Today on our show, it's just me, Arjun, and Akash. But yeah. Really, the show isn't about either of us. It's about you, our listeners. Welcome to our first community episode. That's what we're going to start calling this, our community episode, because we care about you. We care about this community. We care about building communities. We care about being a part of a community.
I only care about pretending to care.
That's true.
About those things.
So what we're going to do with this episode is, this is the episode once a month where we are going to talk about the tweets and the emails and the Facebook messages that have come in that we think are worth bringing into the community and having a discussion about. So that means please keep hitting us up. Please keep sending stuff to us. Please keep, like, we want to hear from you. I don't know how else to say that except for...
Get off your ass and send us some comments, you nincompoops.
Nincompoops. I like that. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
Akash is peeling an orange right now, which I don't understand how he's going to eat while he's recording this, while we're doing
you
this.
You talk a lot, dog. I got mad time. I've said 4 words. It's been 90 seconds.
That's because people want that deep voice.
True.
Deep. True. Okay, so because that was it, actually. That was the intro of our community episode because, you know, it's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple explanation. So we're just going to dive right on in and start with the Twitter. Now,
the Twitter. Twitter's already for old people now, and you're calling it the Twitter, so you sound even older.
I can't argue with you on that at all. This is what we've got. Actually, the biggest thing that we got on Twitter in the last month was actually just in the last couple of days about
the Beyonce video.
Beyonce and Coldplay video, him for the weekend. Now, I'm going to be honest. I didn't know about this because I live under a rock. So I didn't know about this until just now. And Akash and I sat together on the couch and watched this video. And the tweets we got, let me just read them.
We got a few tweets.
We got three tweets in a row, which was exciting for us. Also, while I'm looking for this, because my phone is acting
breaking up, personal records over here,
I'm gonna say this, man. Thank you to everyone. We're not gonna read everybody that showed us love, but we do thank you, and that stuff really does mean a lot to us as we keep building this podcast. So we do appreciate that. You don't have to stop sending that stuff, guys. Back to this Coldplay and Beyonce video. I feel a little bit like I'm on crack.
You I like this. You got a lot of energy right now. I like it.
I got a lot of energy right now. Binu Singh, American Desi's thoughts on the new Coldplay video. People are screaming cultural appropriation. I personally kind of hate that word. Shayak Sengupta? How would you say that? S-H-A-Y-A-K.
I trust you.
Shayak Sengupta. I'm sorry, brother. Thoughts on the video, cultural appreciation or appropriation from Coldplay and
Beyonce?
Ooh,
I like the way you did that.
That is smart, man. Come be on our podcast. American Desi's Pooja Malhotra. Can we please discuss the new Coldplay and Beyonce video next episode? Spoiler, I'm not impressed. Oh, okay. So actually, we had interesting. We had cultural, somebody saying that it's cultural appropriation. Somebody's asking whether it's appreciation or appropriation. And then we got Pooja, who's just straight up not impressed. We watched it. What are your thoughts, bro? You go first.
I'm going to tell you what. I was impressed.
You were impressed with the video?
I thought it was a great video.
Okay. I will say this, not impressed with the song. Not really sure why Beyonce gave her. Why are you going to have Beyonce on a song? This is my main thing. Why are you going to have Beyonce on a song and then not let her
utilize
do
Queen
what
B?
What are you doing?
Let Queen B like, be
that's,
queen.
That's crazy disrespectful, Coldplay. You ain't not. You may have, like, 10 years ago been bigger than Beyonce. Settle your shit down. You ain't queen.
Think about chess. The queen gets to move wherever she wants to do. The queen has all the power, gets to do whatever she wants to do.
Man.
You a bishop, Coldplay. You go diagonal, all right? That's all you do. You a knight. You move in an L shape, and that's all I want to see from you.
But you were impressed by what?
I didn't think the video was appropriate. Here's what we need to decide. We always want a world that's super integrated and everybody gets along, but then the second someone says, hey, I like India, I'm going to go over there and film some stuff,
right?
That's a problem?
Nah.
I don't understand. To me, listen, I'm very black or white, but it seems like it should be, you either want complete segregation and you don't touch my stuff and I won't touch yours, right, or you want integration and then this is going to happen. You can't have it both ways.
It's just one of the very...
dumbass kids.
This is one of the times where I actually agree on your black and white stances that, like, it's either, you know, it's either segregated fully or we're integrating, right? And yes, there's going to be problems and there's going to be times when that people, like, maybe use... to me, cultural appropriation has to do with exploiting a culture,
okay,
for your own gain,
and not,
right,
giving credit to
and it. Not giving credit, but like exploiting it and saying this is mine, I'm gonna take all the money, and then not like get respect,
yeah,
that, or not like showing respect or whatever, right? This, first of all, beautifully shot, shows India in the most beautiful way. It was,
we don't like
stunning.
Slumdog because it makes India look poor.
But why? It's
But people don't like Slumdog because it makes India look poor. But then you don't like this.
But that's
makes
not cultural
India look
appropriation.
Beautiful.
Did they say it's cultural appropriation?
I don't know, but they're just complaining.
Right. But let's focus what they're talking the complaint right about. And here's my thing, man. When I was watching that, and we actually talked about it, there was a moment where you had, like, you know, people in religious garb. It wasn't. Is his name Chris? From Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
Chris Martin. Chris Martin wasn't in that. He was just showing what is a reality of our of India, which is a reality of that space. Like, I don't understand. I thought it was beautiful. I thought, like, it's cool. Like, what an honor that these huge pop stars...
To see Beyonce, the most beautiful woman in the world,
and
quite
the coolest,
possibly.
And
the coolest. And one of the foremost trendsetters,
right,
in Indian clothes, co-signing Indian clothes, Indian,
right,
garb, saying, this is beautiful, I'm wearing this.
Right.
She wasn't wearing this and not giving any credit to Indy either, like you said.
Right.
I just don't see how it's appropriate.
It's like we were sitting there, it's like, is, and then you have, right.
Real quick,
so,
I'm sorry to interrupt,
yeah,
you. People talk about appropriation, and I could see, like, the fun run or the color run or whatever it's called being cultural. People just
run
and they throw holy powder on each other without calling it holy.
Right.
I can see that being appropriation or people being like, yo, give us credit. They showed kids playing holy in India. Chris Martin just walking through it.
Getting, like, holy-ized.
Yeah, and he's not, like, saving the kids. He's not doing... He's just there.
He's just there and
it.
A part of it.
I
think it's beautiful. I think it was a beautiful video. I thought, honestly, it was shot beautifully. It shows India. Like, it just shows parts of India. And here's the thing, man. Some of India... We have to stop believing that India is, like, or South Asia, whatever you want to say. But you have to stop saying that it's, like, we can only show it when it's good. We have to get over that. And I think that's what it strikes me at. It's not that people are, like, bothered that it's cultural appropriation. People are bothered because, like, they're not seeing India enough in the ways that they want to see
it. Like you said, this is beautiful.
No, but hold on a second. So people are like, well, I'm not seeing, like, South Asians in the lead of music videos that are done. And you know what I'm going to say to this? We have to get off of our ass and make those music videos.
There's Indian rappers. They ain't doing no videos in India.
Are there Indian rappers?
Yeah.
Who? In America?
Yeah.
Who? Oh, right. Sorry. Heems is one. I don't know who else. But Heems does a lot.
Your boy raps. I forget his name. You're friends with him. He's an actor also.
Utkarsh?
No. Oh, Utkarsh raps.
Yeah, but
he ain't a rapper.
Really,
but there's another dude that you always talk about. Riz.
But he does stuff in England. He does stuff differently.
Whatever.
Anyway, my point is that, yeah. My point is, if that's really your problem, that you're bothered by this video, it's not appropriation. Like, definitively, it's not appropriation. I would love to hear from you guys I would love to be pointed to articles that are saying it is. I would love to hear more of the discussion as to why. Now, here's where I will wonder. I wonder if people are talking about the words. Because it is saying Him to the Weekend, and it is showing, like, a lot of religious stuff. And then it's talking about drinking and getting high. I'm not going to lie.
How many Indians you know who don't drink?
No, oh my gosh. But, like, listen, I mean, I'm not arguing this. Don't put me in the position where I'm arguing for.
I'm just saying, I'm not, maybe I don't let people finish sentences enough, but I'm just saying, I can understand outrage if you are from in a position to be outraged. But if you're an Indian, like most of the Indians I know who go out every weekend and get tossed, you ain't got no room to talk about cultural appropriation. Because they say, you can't talk about getting drunk and Indian show religion, blah, blah, blah.
No. I mean, I'm saying, like,
you drunks.
What if you say that it'd be, you would say this, I'm wondering. Even if I drink, even if I drink on the weekend, I think it's disrespectful to have a scene where people are drinking in the temple. I think it's disrespectful to go drunk to the temple. I'm not saying that this is what the video's doing, but I'm saying, like, that could, like, bother me. Are you
it's
saying-
more disrespectful, but I very much believe if you want to throw stones, don't live in a glass house.
Sure, and I hear what you're saying, and I respect that. But what I'm saying about this video is, I'm wondering if, like, the conflation of religious imagery with drugs is where people got a little bothered.
Sure, but I don't think you can call that appropriation.
That's fair. That's fair. I agree with you. And that's what I'm saying is, like, people, we have to get more specific about what are you really bothered
about. Oh, they just want to be outraged about something.
Sure. But I will say to Shayuk, who said cultural appreciation or appropriation, I say appreciation.
Yeah, I agree.
I say 100% appreciation. I think it's cool. Now, here's what I'm saying. If I now see an influx of South Asian people wearing South Asian clothes because they saw Queen Beyonce do it, then I have an interesting, that's problematic to me.
Because we need their cosign to make it
yes.
cool? Just like yoga.
Yeah, just like Dr. Sony said about yoga. It's like, yeah. It's not bad. I'm not saying that it's bad or good. It's just like, I wish we didn't
it
need that,
It
right?
speaks to, yeah, having less pride than what we think. Also, you know what? Charlamagne and I have talked, and I did an episode of Charlamagne and Andrew's podcast about this, but it's like, for us to sit here and be so outraged, it's like, Indians in America, you don't really got much to be outraged about relative to, like, black people or gay people. Or sure. whatever. Like Dr. Sony said, Hindus in particular haven't been through much.
Right.
Sikhs go through some stuff. Muslims go through some stuff. But it still ain't. You weren't slaves.
I think the Sikhs and Muslims are now going through a fair amount.
Sure. But even then, it's like, this wasn't that.
No. And I do say, we don't want to go too far off the reservation with, like, responding to an outrage that may not really be there. I mean, the Twitter.
Let's stop looking for outrage. Yeah. Twitter
and
outrage.
We might. In this moment be getting caught up in doing the same thing. So it might be a good thing to just call us out. But so to bring it back to the video, I watched it. Here's my thoughts. I watched it. I thought it was a beautiful portrayal of India. I don't think I'll ever listen to that song because I think it's not very good. I don't think the video, like, told a very interesting story. And I don't know that it really made sense with the lyrics that were happening. But I thought from a standpoint of politically, from like
I'm not offended.
I'm not offended. I actually appreciated that. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was a beautiful representation.
Agreed. And my homegirl sent it to me. Oh, actually, Neetu sent it to me with zero talk about, is this offensive or is this not? Just sent the video. And that was it. Like, yo, this is dope. Check this out. Not like, hey, right. How do you feel about this? People are saying this. I think this. It was just, she just saw it. Was like, yo, this is cool. And then sent it to me days ago. I didn't watch the link because I don't usually watch links people send me because they're usually garbage.
Right.
But yeah, there was no talk about that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we see other people being outraged and we're like, oh, yeah. No,
well,
yeah.
Well, again, but you're jumping back into that. We're like assuming an outrage that we don't know if it exists or
well,
not.
Well, we got the tweet saying people are screaming cultural appropriation.
We did get that one. I would love to hear more of that one. I would love to hear more of, like, what people are saying. Really, I'm curious about that.
I want nothing to hear about what people are saying.
I will hear about it and then I will be curious. And then my curiosity will be satisfied.
All right. Fair enough.
And then maybe I'll get
Is that the main thing we need to get into?
No, I actually wanted to then talk about that was no, that was the Twitter
community
main thing
wise.
Twitter.
Yeah.
No, then we got an email that I wanted to talk about that was quite interesting in my opinion, and I will be curious to hear yours on this. It's from, I got to keep them anonymous, I think, because
just
I think they wanted
dog.
To. Yeah, right. They were. This person was responding to the Freya Motifram episode. And I'm just going to read what this person wrote. Contextually, what they were saying before I jump into this excerpt was they were saying that they've been learning a lot about Gujarat and, like, and going back there. And this is what this person had to say. Another fascinating thing I discovered while on a road trip through Gujarat was an African community called the Siddhis. I couldn't believe that there was an actual African community here. And although we were just driving through, visibly the community looked African. And not a mix of Indian and African. Here's a little paragraph from Wikipedia. Supposedly presented as slaves by the Portuguese to the local prince Nawab of Junagadh, the Siddhis also live around Gir Forest Natural Park and Wildlife Sanctuary. the last refuge in the world of the almost extinct Asiatic lions. Ooh, in the Junagadh, a district of the state of Gujarat, India. Any thoughts?
Listen, as soon as you said Wikipedia, I stopped listening.
Fair enough.
God, I just woke up. All right. What happened?
But just that there's an, like,
there's Africans just, in India.
Yeah. Just an interesting, like, historical thing of, like, it's just, to me, it's interesting. It's just like how diverse, you know, India is.
India's big and it's got a ton of people.
India's not that big geographically. It's quite small.
I remember it still being bigger than I thought, but it's big. It's big in terms of how diverse it is,
right?
The number of different religions and types of people. It's just, you always forget. Right. Like, little stuff like that I never knew about.
But yeah. I mean, and it's just like stunning, like how much that, like, I mean, America's more diverse and there's like more history than I know. I mean, and I could always learn something new about America, I'm sure. And even though I've lived here for the last, you know, my entire life. But in India, you know, it just feels like there's so much that, you know, I didn't know. And there's, you know, just fascinating history, and that all comes together, and it is really interesting when India is having a trouble unifying.
Yeah,
like India, the country itself is having trouble unifying between their states, and it's constantly evolving, and it's interesting, almost in a parallel way, where we talk about how the South Asian community here is moving towards unification. It's interesting. So thank you, Anonymous, for sharing some insight.
That's a weird thing to want to keep anonymous.
I didn't.
After listening to the email, I don't know why they needed their identity. You ain't Batman.
She,
you know,
didn't.
What I mean?
This person didn't say. I just, from a previous email, this is a return emailer, and I didn't know whether to keep them anonymous or not. I think just in general, like, I'm going to default to that because.
Okay, fair enough.
I've gotten in trouble for doing that in the past.
All right, fair enough.
Not very smart.
Okay, you got good news though.
I do. I have some exciting news that I'm very honored by, to be honest. That I am now the official brand ambassador of Uplift Humanity India. So that started...
What is Uplift Humanity India?
Uplift Humanity India is an organization started by this guy, Anish Patel, when, you know, he was in high school, which is crazy because he's still in college. But he started this organization where he... which sends volunteers to India to work with kids in the juvenile detention centers. So they work with children to provide life lessons and, you know, try to help them know that they have, that they can be empowered outside of that cycle and break the cycle of recidivism that becomes very, very, you know, powerful. And it's a cycle that's hard to break out there. And yeah, I'm just excited. I mean, I'm just thrilled to be a part of it and help in whatever way I can and use my voice to try to like bring awareness to what they're doing and try to bring.
Cause, you gonna go out there?
Yeah, I'm gonna go when I go to India. I wanna go out there and see one of the centers and, you know, whether I do something with, you know, videos or
Snapchats,
doing something that like kind of just like shares again, bringing awareness, because these guys are doing pretty amazing work so far, and you know, I'm proud to be on board. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. So, congrats to Arjun on that. Also,
thanks.
I hope everybody's watching The Magicians.
Oh God.
I've seen the first two episodes. Arjun is out there making his mom ashamed. no, it's a good show. Everybody check it out. Sci-fi. What time? Mondays at
9/8 Central.
9/8 Central or sci-fi.com. You can check it out. Or Hulu Plus. You can check it out.
Actually, I got in trouble. You can't do it on Hulu. I got in trouble for that. But you were a terrible interviewer. There's so many more things to talk about with the Uplift Humanity.
Well, I got to ask you. You tell me. Fool.
I mean,
I didn't know I was putting on my interviewer cap.
Put on your interview.
I got to ask you.
Yes.
Damn.
I was just sitting there like, oh, we moved on already? I have all these facts and figures and interesting stories.
Well, hurry up and say them, dog.
All right. First of all, I do want to say this. I just actually, Anish, when we were talking about it, I just found this out recently as I started working with them. There are 31 million orphans in India.
You needed me to tell you to say that?
There are 31 Jackass. Million orphans in India.
Arjun, tell me about
I'm
the
laughing.
State of...
You're making me
tell
laugh
me about the state time. Of adoption in India.
Well, let me tell you. There are 31 million.
31 million?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pretend he didn't say that to me before the interview. Oh, wow.
18 million 18 million are subject to physical abuse.
Physical and over abuse.
18 million work as child laborers. That's crazy. Those are, I mean, those are insane numbers. I mean, you're talking about twice the size of New York.
Yeah.
And just children. 89% of juveniles come from families.
They are going to just be children at an adoption. It's like an orphanage. It's not going to be adults at an orphanage. What? There's not going to be 31 million children up for adoption. Yeah, there's going to be 31 million orphans who are children. It's not going to be 45-year-old orphans.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just bringing up points. You know what I mean?
I'm
interviewing you. You know what I mean? I'm interviewing you. I'm calling you out.
But why would you call me out during?
You gotta make sense, dog. You know what I mean?
Oh my god! 89% of juveniles come from families that earn annual income of 50,000 rupees or less, which is literally less than $10,000 a year, or $1,000 a year. Sorry. Oof. Juvenile crime has risen by 78% over the past 10 years. And one of the things that he said actually that was really interesting to me was that a lot of these kids are not even they're committing crime just so they can go to a space.
Yeah.
By committing crime, they get put in these places where then they
and
get food
and that's better
shelter.
Than life.
Then that's better than the life. And so what they're trying to do is, you know, teach them ways, other ways that they can build a life for themselves that don't include doing crime and don't include getting caught up in these systems. They send these volunteers, and these volunteers are high school kids. You know, they send high school kids out there for 2 weeks out of the year. And then...
We're interviewing one of those high school kids in 2 weeks.
Yes, we are. That we're dropping that episode. And then they also, they have an ongoing program throughout the year because they realize that it doesn't make sense just to go out for 2 weeks, you know what I mean? And then be gone because is that really helping the kids? Mm-hmm. So they've worked to create a program that's year long that volunteers come throughout the, like once a week to help them. Like kind of keep brushing up on those
is
skills.
Is it still high school kids or it's
no, these are local volunteers within India. And I don't actually know if they're high school or if they're adults. That's an interesting question to ask Anish when we get to talk to him. They're taking some facts about this year that's exciting. They are taking 100 student volunteers to India. They've launched in Mumbai now. They're in 4 locations in India, which is cool. And they've opened up their applications to individuals in UK as well. So they're just expanding. It's amazing to watch them grow. I mean, 100 students that want to go and volunteer from the States.
That's beautiful.
Really, it's an amazing thing. And
they're opening centers in the UK or they're volunteers from the UK?
They're having volunteers from the UK. They're having volunteers from the UK that are going out there.
I was going to say, English Indians are dumb, but they ain't that dumb.
And then the last thing, I mean, I just want to read this story that they have in that he sent me that I thought was lovely. Rakesh is 14-year-old and has been part of Uplift's program for 2 years. Like every other kid, Rakesh has a dream. He wants to be a pilot when he grows up. Looking at Rakesh, what you wouldn't be able to guess is that his parents neglected and abandoned him at an orphanage when he was just 4 years old. Scared and confused, Rakesh has grown up without the love and care every child deserves. It's just kids, man. They're just like, I don't know. You know me. I work with kids. I taught kids for a long time. And I love working with kids. And I think that they have an innocence that there's a stage in life where we're allowed to be innocent and like believe and have dreams and believe in like magic and these amazing things. And then then life kind of strips away at that and starts chipping at that. And I just have this firm belief that that should be delayed as long as possible.
I like that.
And I think that, you know, so many of these kids that are orphans, that gets ripped away from them so early and so much earlier than, I mean, I was so blessed that I got to experience that innocence and like safety and shelter till like, you know, a fair, like 12, 13, you know what I mean? Whenever puberty starts hitting and things start going to crazy. And then, but even past that, realistically, probably until I was like 15, 16, you know what I mean? Where I felt like the world really didn't feel like it was against me, you know?
Yeah.
And these kids, I mean, this kid's since he was 4, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And so for me, like what these kids are getting to do and like that to me is such a noble kind of work to try to preserve that innocence for these kids. And then on the flip side is what these kids end up teaching these high school kids who then come back and are going to be the future leaders of our country.
They're going to be more productive for it. It's
gonna
a give and take.
Yeah. And they offer, and you'll hear this from Pooja when this episode drops. I mean, they learn more than they even were able to teach.
Right. Do you know how he came up with the curriculum?
No.
Cool. Good talk.
So we'll get to ask him that. But see, it's an ongoing discussion that we get to have with these guys because I'm working with them now. So I'm thrilled. If you guys are interested in finding out more, go to UpliftHumanityIndia.org. They're on Instagram. They're not on Twitter. And
Twitter roll, people, dog. I'm telling you.
I guess so. Completely tangential thing. Tyrese said that Instagram was his dating app, which I thought was hilarious. So apparently that's the space that's cool.
DMs. It goes down in the DMs.
I mean, I guess so. You know nothing about that.
I don't.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean, I just wanted to, I'm really excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to share like some, you know, Pooja's story in a couple weeks. And then, you know, we get to talk to Anish and I'm excited to go. When I get to go to India, I'm excited to check this stuff out.
Beautiful. Well, Arjun, thank you for being a part of our podcast and talking about Upliftinghumanity.
If you want to get at me,
do you have a place where
Like, I'm on Twitter on like Arjun Gupta BK, and I also like I do this podcast called American Desi's Podcast, and it'd be really great if you guys could like listen.
Oh, on that note, guys, keep reviewing the podcast, keep rating the podcast, subscribe to it, tell your friends to subscribe to it, as long as they're not white, and I think that's it, right? Anything else you want to yell at them?
Nah, man, just keep getting at us. We're excited to do these community episodes. We welcome your thoughts. I guess I said that already. I'll say it again. We're coming back at you next week. We're excited about this episode. We got to talk with the people over at Sahara, which is a nonprofit organization that works with domestic abuse survivors, as they taught us. They like to call it domestic abuse survivors. So we're dropping that next week. Make sure to tune in. Yeah, I'm Arjun.
I'm Akash.
We'll catch you in a couple days.
God bless.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.